Hello, is this Oriental Motor, Singapore office?
Yes, please hold on.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm Kiran and am I speaking to someone from sales department, Oriental Motors?
Yes, correct.
Yes. Actually, sir, I'm Kiran and I'm from BIS. So I'm conducting study on motors used in medical devices. So I just need you a couple of minutes to understand the motors market in the medical devices.
You mean you are looking for motors to be used in medical devices?
Yes, actually I'm conducting study on the motors market and particularly in medical devices.
Conducting studies on...
Yes.
Okay, then how do I help you on this?
Yes. Sir, actually, I am trying to analyze how the motors are used in the medical devices, and I am trying to estimate the market of the motors used in medical devices. So, preferably, according to my analysis, medical devices is a very big market. It is a 500 billion market global. If we talk about global, but I am trying to evaluate what a percentage of the motors value it is in the medical devices, so I can estimate the motors market for the medical devices. So according to my preliminary analysis, because this is my initial study, so according to my study, it should be around 5 to 7%. It's the motors value in the total medical devices. So I need to understand what kind of motors that are used in medical equipment. Suppose is it stepper motors or DC motors? So which are the preferred motors in the medical
generally
equipment?
Generally for medical devices, because these are critical equipment. So the generally you will consider precision motors such as stepping motors.
Yes,
or servo motors.
Servo motors.
Yeah.
Okay, servo motors, no? Any other specific
servos?
Yes.
No,
okay.
Basically these are the two main, because medical equipment you need to have precise operation. If not, then the result will be catastrophic.
Okay. And what will be the approximate percentage of the motor value in the particular product? Suppose, because these equipments are highly costlier equipment, you know that if we want to consider, suppose that in terms of USD, it starts from 2000, suppose, $1,500 to $2,000. Suppose
for the motor itself, or what?
The motor, the value of the motor used in the medical devices. Suppose, approximately, suppose, 100% is the value of medical device. So, what should be the percentage of the motor value in terms of dollar, or say, in percentage?
That should check with the medical equipment maker, because we only supply the motor, and we will not know what is the percentage of the motor cost in within the whole equipment. This one you need to check again. Yeah.
Okay. So, any approximate pricing for the stepper or servo motors used in medical devices? Any approximate price will also suffice. Approximate price range.
Average cost of a stepping motor is below 1K USD.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. So some of the equipment they even consider something even cheaper. if probably below USD 500.
Okay. So below USD 500, right?
Depending on the equipment.
Okay. And generally, there are some equipment, a small equipment are there, so it may be very less. Suppose $20-$30 as well. Suppose small for a small stepper motor or say small servo motor,
Yes.
right? 50 Hz,
Yes.
like it.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And sir, I just wanted to understand, because if I am searching about EtherCAT standard, you know, so I am not able to get any particularly thing. So is there any specific thing that EtherCAT standard is, or say should I study on this, or it is at very initial stage? I am not getting if I have to include it in my study or not.
Because your request generally is not, how to say, you are, you are, but which country you're calling from?
Hello? I'm calling from BIS,
Which
BIS
country?
office.
No, which country?
I'm currently calling from Delhi, New India, Delhi.
Well,
Yes.
in that case, you may want to contact our India office.
Actually, I
Because
contact
they
India
are
office,
Indian.
actually, yes, I contacted India office. You have multiple offices at multiple sections, so I have also called US office, try to call your what you can say Japan office, but from Japan I have no response, and I have called India, so I have a meeting scheduled for India, but because it's I am studying this, so I want to what you can say explore to the persons who are into the industry and get what is their point of view on particular thing. So that will help me to enhance my study, if I am going in the wrong direction or I am going in the right direction, so they can guide me. So that's why I am connecting to people across the globe. That was my point. Because
One thing, because your request has no benefit to the company. You know what I'm trying to say? Because what you're trying to ask now is for your own study, but for corporate to answer this question, it brings no benefit to them answering your question.
Yes, that
You
is
know what I'm
right,
trying
sir,
to say?
but just 2 minutes, just 2 minutes. There is only
Yeah,
one question, sir. Yes. Only single question, sir. Single question. Only one question. Suppose you don't want to
you mean you want to
answer
ask me
for
one more question?
only one question. Yes.
What question is that?
Okay. So actually, when we consider, you know, when I try to reach the manufacturers or say medical devices manufacturer, so there is no significant information about the motors or say value in terms of value. So is this market is whole driven through the distributor chain, or say there is no direct sales, no, in this market? So it is beneficial.
Definitely there will be there is it works both ways, both direct sales and distributor channels.
Okay.
So
Okay,
we
okay.
there's no restriction. Users can get the motors directly from the principal or to the distributors in case the country itself doesn't have any sales office. Then they will engage the distributors to help them to sell in the country.
Okay. Because I am doing the supply chain analysis as well, no, value chain analysis for this product. So I just wanted to understand what is the percentage of what you can say direct sell and distributor sales. It is majorly driven through distribution channels or say direct sales.
I would say
In terms of approximate
probably a
percentage.
30%, 30% direct and 70% distributors, about there.
Okay. Yes, sir. That will be great because I am doing the supply chain analysis and value chain analysis as well. So it is quite helpful in my study to what you can say. Yes. And sir, yes. Sir, any
So that's all, right?
approximate? Okay.
I thought you said only one question.
Okay. Yes, thanks for your time, sir. Yes, it was very helpful actually. If you actually you have some restrictions, but I wanted to ask you more, but you have some restrictions, so that's why I was restricted to one question. Yes.
Actually, if you want to check, I would suggest that you just drop an email because through phone calls, usually we also do not have very concrete information. So just drop an
Yes.
email to the
Yes.
relevant
What
agencies which are
can you
there.
share your email ID, please?
Not mine, as in the India side. India side, you
Okay,
can
India
use an
side here.
email to that.
Sir, may
Yes,
I
you're not,
know
yeah.
your good name, please? Good name, please.
I'm
If
Valen.
we can. Dylan.
Valent, Valent.
Calent, right?
No,
My name is
VE for
Kiran, sir.
Vietnam.
Okay, Valent, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, thanks for your time, sir, and have a great day. It was very nice to talking with you, and you have some restrictions, that's why I could not what you can say ask you more. And I appreciate your effort, sir. Thanks for your support, sir. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.